I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, let's go around the NFL here. I'm going to hit some Texans things first before we actually hit the wideness of the league. Afterwards, we mentioned this a little bit earlier, but the Texans claimed a defensive lineman off of the waiver wire, Naquan Jones. Naquan Jones had been playing earlier on this year with the Los Angeles Chargers. They dropped him as a series of a part of a series of moves on Monday after they got their big time overtime win versus the Eagles in what was turnover Mageddon on Monday. Naquan Jones ended up being the guy that was out there, and the Texans went ahead and put in a claim for him. They ultimately are able to sign him, and in order to make the corresponding move, they waived Jalen Mills. I think I talked about it. I think that I get where you're from. I think we're in both the same place too. We like the player, right?
Yeah, I like the player. And I think you could see him now, obviously, you know, short week for him. But nevertheless, you could see him in the rotation. And it's one of those, not no names, because we're quite familiar with the work they do, but sort of thankless jobs that is very, very important with this defense.
Without question. Yeah. Also, it's a defense where, not to say that it's easy, period, to just jump in, but I think that it's one of the easier
places. Well, he's got one
job. Yeah, one of the easier places to jump in. I will say, the depth trade-off that they're making here is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Think about the – we were already talking about defensive back depth that they had or the lack thereof already. They released Jalen Mills, and I look at the defensive backs, and I'm like, how many do you have?
They don't have a lot.
Like, Amir Speed is the – and Tremont Smith are your defensive back depth guys. I guess you brought in Jamarcus Ingram as well, but I don't know what to make of him either. Like, of the guys that I can say that I trust, and, of course, my level of trust does not matter here. It's about their level of trust in that building. But you have your starters in Stingley and Kamari, and Caleb Bullock, and Miles Bryant, and Jalen Petrie. And then after that, it is Amir Speed and Tremont Smith.
And that's about
period.
It.
Period.
Yeah, like, that's about it.
If you have to go to if one of your safeties, and let's knock on wood, right, like one of those guys has to go down even for a play, you're doing musical chairs. I'm guessing Jalen Petrie is sliding back there. You're already in a place where this gets a little dicey.
In the particular game, yes. But they do have a couple of guys that have been around for the duration on the practice squad. You know, Damon Arnett and Elijah Huzzy. So, like, long term,
both of those cornerbacks as well.
Yeah.
Kayvon Wallace
yeah.
is on the practice squad as a safety, but I'd be lying if I told you I had a good idea of what he brings to.
No, you'd have to hop around and figure things out in a particular game. Yeah.
And now again, I'm talking about depth, and you know, again, knock on wood, and hopefully you don't have to worry about depth, and you feel comfortable with having number two back there and having Miles Bryant back there. But that was an interesting note off of that acquisition. I like the acquisition, and it adds to your defensive line, the defensive tackle depth, but then you sacrificed safety depth at that, and I was like, huh.
Yeah.
Interesting proposition. I don't know exactly what it says in that building, how they feel about things, but I was just like, oh, that's very intriguing. Another thing that is Texan-related, I guess, in a way, or tangentially, is that Laken Tomlinson. That's a name that sounds familiar.
Yeah, how about
it?
That?
He was released by the Texans a few weeks back. He has found a home. He is signed to the practice squad of the Baltimore Ravens.
What does that mean?
I don't fully know.
Like, not a damn thing to me.
The Ravens are still pushing for a playoff spot, so it's not like they're entirely out of it. And to be fair, the left side of their offensive line has been problematic.
Yeah.
Like some of the Lamar Jackson looking like less of himself, I think you can reasonably hypothesize is him not feeling comfortable behind that offensive line, and the left side of it has been problematic.
Well, but I also think Laken Tomlinson, I mean, the book has pretty much been written on him in terms of where he is as a potential rotation piece on the offensive line. He's just never been relied upon.
At least not of late. I don't want to make it seem like the entirety of his NFL career is that. Mm-hmm. But we saw it last year in Seattle, a part of a not good offensive line in Seattle. He was one of the guys that was jettisoned to help them try and fix that. And then you bring him here, and you've seen that you found more stability as he played less and then was let go.
And remember when the Texans played Seattle, like all the Seahawks fans were like, they got Laken Tomlinson?
That is correct. That is right.
they went with that?
That is right.
Yeah.
While we're talking about offensive line and going around the NFL here, Ian Rappaport early yesterday, and I guess I missed it, reporting that for the Cardinals, they're going to be in a tough place. The blind side is going to be something that they're going to have to worry about because their starting left tackle, Paris Johnson Jr., diagnosed with a sprained MCL, considered week to week, is the way that they put it. But he's expected to miss some time. And some time is enough, right? Like, I don't care about
multiple weeks. Yeah.
This week is where this gets to a place where you look and you go, oh,
yeah.
On that, they don't need any less on the offensive line. This has been a pretty hurt team, the Cardinals, and they get even more hurt losing their left tackle.
They face another team with offensive line issues. Okay. We know that that's going to be a good thing for the Texans.
Can I ask you a question? It will be a good thing, flatly, plain, point blank, period. Do you think that this directly lends itself to edge rushers getting more sacks? Because that's one of the things that we've tried to do in our heads, the math of, oh, offensive line issues equals Daniil and Will having more production, quote unquote, like. Mm-hmm. And it hasn't necessarily worked like that this year.
In terms of sacks, you know, they were actually singing the praises of the third tackle. Because remember, their first, it was Wanya Morris, their first tackle, the Chiefs, got hurt on, their second team tackle got hurt on the first play, and they brought in Pole.
Yes.
And they were actually singing the praises of him for a while. But you know what? It didn't translate into sacks. It sure as hell translated into a lot of pressures.
Sure.
And so that's where I think it really matters. Just collapsing the pocket, you know, against a backup tackle.
Okay, fair. Yeah, fair enough. It was a thought that came to mind because we've done this a couple times where we go, oh man, look. Mm-hmm. And then it doesn't quite work out in the way where we're thinking about it, which to be fair, also some of that is having a mobile quarterback where that becomes the focus. It's less of, well, just get back there and hit him. It's like, well, if you get back there and you miss, here he goes and he's off to the races picking up yardage.
And
with
that's
his
Jacoby
legs.
Brissett. That's not Kyler Murray.
Yeah, so not necessarily something that you have to worry about nearly as much. Continuing around the NFL, shout out to Carnegie Mellon University, even though they didn't give me acceptance when I applied there.
You did apply there?
I did.
Oh,
I did.
Wow.
See, I thought I was something out of high school. Carnegie Mellon. Hell no. But they did some good research there. In fact, a couple of undergraduate, rather, have done some interesting things there. But they did some research and a study that focuses on the unpredictability of timing before the snap and how it relates and as it relates to pre-snap motion. Mm-hmm. An assistant professor of statistics there and data science, so on and so forth, and some others did a study that is entitled, published in the Journal of Royal Statistical Society, blah, 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 blah. Basically, it gets to something where it says that quarterbacks who vary the time between a receiver's pre-snap motion and the ball snap face less defensive pressure or quote-unquote havoc like sacks or interceptions. This is because predictability allows defense to anticipate the snap, disrupt the play. So it seems like it's just one of those things that's logical. However, now you have this as a statistical fact. And I find this is an interesting thing that I hope that the Texans can integrate, or at least, you know, I hope to see more of, because this has been a thing that I've thought about, maybe not specifically to the pre-snap motion to snap the football, but also doing things like a hard count at the line. I thought about that. Was that week 3 versus Jacksonville? Or maybe it was later. But you heard Trevor Lawrence using that to slow down this Texans defensive line, using hard counts at times to make them more disciplined and have to stop and think, is this the time where we go? I do wonder, and I don't see that enough for them Texans, I do wonder if these are things that they can utilize and implement to make them stronger on the offensive line.
Okay, so on the premise that you just laid out, I completely agree. I completely agree that the Texans have probably seen this. And a lot of teams have probably seen it, and a lot of teams probably need to implement it more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But I do have a question for Figgy. All right? You know, we all...
You got a question for me
I
for?
I got a question for you.
It's about me.
We
he's,
all...
He's about to try and clown on me. That's what's going to happen here. I can see it from a mile away, John Lopez.
We all put a little something in the dock every night and every morning, right? Just throw something in there. Hey, maybe we'll talk about this. Or, hey, this is interesting or whatever. If I were to tell you that in the document was a study performed by a PhD student named Quang Nguyen and published in the Journal of the Royal Statistical Society Series A, not Series B, Series A.
That's right, the best one.
That found numbers and data points on quarterbacks who vary the time.
I'm already out.
Between pre-snap motion and the snap face. Who would you guess put that in the doc?
One Reginald Adetulo. I don't know your middle name, but Reginald Adetulo.
Because I do the work to make sure that there's interesting things. Yes. Honestly, you gonna make it seem like I was checking journals. Where did I get this from, John Lopez? Pro football. Like I was just reading football websites. All right.
And you know what I was doing? I was scrolling right past that.
I wanted to see how you was gonna bring it up.
Yeah.
What would be your tease for this?
All right, coming up next, a study performed by PhD student Quang Nguyen, recently published by the Journal of the Royal Statistical Society Series A, found that quarterbacks who vary the timing between pre-snap motion and the snap face have greater overall success. That's next on In the Loop.
All right. Okay. But to be fair, like when we're we think of football as like this meathead game, man. Like the football has gotten so damn advanced.
All due respect,
are the things that create your advantages, man.
And I did want to point out, to be fair to Reggie, this is something that is probably significant and can help a lot of teams, not just the Texans.
Just don't bring it up at a bar or a barbershop.
he's on a date. Interestingly enough, I just read a study.
Like, get your ass out of here with that BS.
Y'all really will clown people for anything, right? And, here you are looking at information trying to be smarter. What an idiot.
Series A. Don't forget, don't go to Series B.
That's
now.
Right. I would never bring you Series B statistics. If there is one thing I can promise you, dear listener, that as sure as my name is Reginald Adetulo, and as long as I'm on this program, I will bring you Series A information.
I'm gonna get an application for Reggie to join the Royal Statistical Society.
I couldn't cut it. I could not hack it. What are you talking about? What do you mean?
In this break, I'm going to find an application. All
right, well, what did you bring to the document there as we continue around the NFL? John Lopez?
Okay, here's my contribution. Myles Garrett got a lot of sacks.
Yeah.
He's got a ton of sacks. That's in there.
He does.
Yeah,
in
there.
Let's go over those numbers.
We are on Milestone Watch, though.
We are on Milestone Watch. Let me ask you guys this. Myles Garrett has, I think I just looked at it, 20 sacks on pace to break.
Four more?
Four more games. Yeah, it's 23 and a half, isn't it?
Yes.
He's got 20.
It is it's Strahan and TJ Watt, right? Tied
yeah.
for that?
Tied, yeah. Yeah. It's crazy because he had one sack the last game. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking like, what pathetic.
Yes.
One sack.
So let me lay it out first. This is my the Royal John Lopez Statistical Society. And it's easy to get in, by the way. Just send me an email. So which of these is more likely? Myles Garrett sack record. He's got 20 with four games left. Got to get to 23 and a half to tie. Jaxon Smith-Njigba to break Megatron's receiving yards record, which is 2,000. I forget the exact number, but it's a little over 2,000. And right now, he's got 1,428 yards. That's the other one. Christian McCaffrey becoming the first player ever to get 1,000 yards rushing and 1,000 yards receiving twice. There have been, I think, three players that have done it once. He currently has 722 rushing, 650 passing, receiving, well within reach.
Yeah.
Or Devontae Adams becoming the first player in NFL history to lead the league in touchdowns at least three consecutive years. He's got, he's got 14 already.
Hey.
Second place, 9.
Yeah.
He's been fantastic in the red zone. Yeah. And obviously that team with the Rams has just been really, really good. Period. I was going to add more. No need. They've just been really good. I think that it's got to be the Myles Garrett sack record. Like, this has felt like a phenomenal season 20. For him. He's already in that place. At one point, it felt like he was going to smash the record. Mm-hmm. And we know that, you know, these things don't come in a steady fashion. It, you know, comes in fits and starts. But if there's one thing I know about him, especially like being competitive, and right now they got 3 wins. I think this is the place where his competitive energy goes. I think he's going to make sure that it happens this year.
Yeah. How many more yards Jaxon Smith-Njigba needs?
About 600.
600.
4 games.
Yeah.
He's got at least one, maybe 200-yard games.
See, the thing is, like Myles Garrett, I think that's probably the closest one that will break whatever record.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like teams are really doing a lot to try to prevent that at this point, because he only had 1 sack versus the Titans.
I mean, he's the game plan.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
The game plan is Myles Garrett.
So it's getting harder for him to have those 3 or 4 sack games.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he might be close to maybe not getting it.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like Jaxon Smith-Njigba, I feel like there's no way to stop this guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I would probably go Myles Garrett because he's the closest.
Just for the record, I think at least 3 of these records are going to be broken. I think Devontae Adams, that actually might be the safest bet. I'm with you on Myles Garrett. I think the guy's just a freak, but they are game planning against him.
Yeah.
He's the entire game plan. But he's 6 touchdowns ahead of second place.
Yeah.
6 with 4 games
that's
left.
That's probably the safest bet.
I think that might be the safest bet. That's going to happen. I think McCaffrey 1,000 has a strong chance of happening, but it is a little bit of a bigger ask. I think Myles Garrett is going to happen. Boy, Jaxon Smith is 600 yards. He's going to have to have another 180-yard
game. In 4 games, yeah.
And one of the things you say in 4 games, do we know that they're going to continue like battling towards the end of the season?
Mm-hmm.
To be fair, now I just thought about it. I don't know that I've been thinking about what the NFC side looks like and if there's games being played for. Like on the AFC side, I can see the Patriots or the Broncos playing all the way to the end of the season because they're trying to vie with each other for that bye. Right? That first round bye is valuable, mm-hmm. and only one of them will get it. So I think that they'll be playing it out to try and get that. On the NFC side, I've not really paid attention to what there is to play for down the stretch. The Seahawks, I guess they're still technically playing for that division. So, they're going against the Rams
at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe they are going to be vying to the end of the season.
Texture says the record's 1964, which is more doable. I'll have to double check, but I knew it was right around 2000. Yeah.
Yeah, I just with Shedeur Sanders starting the rest of the games, they might be in these games for teams to be like, all right, we gotta throw the football, and maybe that opens Myles Garrett.
Yeah.
But the way they game plan against Myles Garrett, I was just like, all right, it might be tough.
Did you hear him talking about how he got triple teamed past week?
I've seen him triple teamed.
He got triple teamed. They got the ball out fast.
Double teaming a back, which is triple team.
No, he got straight up triple team. He said that he saw a guard, then he saw the center, and then he saw the other guard. He was like, oh, hell.
Yeah. You ain't about to get this record on us.
They took the whole interior of the line and was like, you, everybody else, you can come in the club. You staying outside.
They had Cam Ward getting that ball out quick.
How would you like to be one of the other guys? Like, man, I'm not even facing anybody and not getting to him.
All right, that's around the NFL with a heavy dosage of Reggie slander, and I appreciate it here in the loop. Coming up next, all right, look, understand that we do this from a good place. Today is the anniversary of a very infamous day in Houston Texans history, so let's revisit it with audio and everything. Yes, it's the Letterman game. We do it next.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour. with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.